Hello Audio Boo, you're listening to John McLeod recording Audio Boos on an iPhone. Oh good heavens. One of the things that I loved the most about the rain and thunderstorm we had first thing this morning was not the much needed precipitation to re-moisten the ground after a week of heat and sunshine. No. The thing I love most about the rainstorm that we had this morning was that at 5:30 this morning, both Paul Hancock, my bass player, and myself, at opposite ends of the town, were mucking about with microphones trying to get a good long recording of all the thunder and rain. As you may remember, we are in the middle of recording our debut record, and as I was waking up this morning, I was just I woke up at about 5:30, with all the slatting rain and rolling thunder, and as I started to wake up a little bit, I suddenly heard Angela, my drummer's voice, just sort of, you know, those sort of Hollywood flashback moments when they just hear a voice. And I just said to Angela, going, we should totally record our own thunder. So, not quite awake, I just sort of stumbled out of my bedroom and started to muck about with my studio microphone and my recording desk, my little digital 8-track, and I recorded two lots of about 10 minutes of rain, and then listened to them back. Both of them were ruined by this odd little whirring noise made by my digital 8-track, but the first track I did is an absolute wonder to behold, because the first 10 minutes I didn't quite have, I wasn't awake at all, and you can just hear me stumbling about the house. I set the recording thing going, but the microphone is that sensitive that you can hear me running up and down the stairs when I like I go for a wee. You hear the whoosh of the toilet flushing. So I'm trying to move things about, so you just basically hear me stomping around the house 10 minutes. The times where I a car alarm went off and you could just hear it on the recording, so I ran into my bedroom to close the window and shut my bedroom door. So my running up and downstairs and shutting a door managed to coincide with some of the rumbles of thunder. So just as you're appreciating this really dramatic coming from the heavens, you just hear my my feet stomping up the stairs, and my bedroom door's really, really creaky. It's got quite a creak. The second one would be fine if it wasn't for this strange little whirring coming from my 8-track. And tonight, Paul sent me the 20 solid minutes of rain and thunder that he recorded, and it's the most flawless recording you've ever heard. So I'm really jealous of him for achieving that. It's a really nice thought, isn't it? At 5:30 on a Tuesday morning, two people from the same band were at opposite ends of the town, hanging out the window trying to get good sounds of the local weather. Great minds think alike. Nice one, Paul.